the world's top 10 parades, the Chinese Lunar New Year Parade in San Francisco is the largest celebration of its kind outside of Asia. Karen Ng is the public relations director for the Chinese New Year Parade. She says Chinese New Year is still celebrated with many of the traditional elements in San Francisco's Chinatown.
I think it's very traditional. The families here still have a dinner to close out the year. The whole family gets together, and then they have a dinner a few days later to open the new year. And, of course, the house is clean. We all get new clothes. You can all get haircuts before the actual New Year's Day. And we celebrate, say, traditionally with the passing out red envelopes to children on New Year's Day. And the businesses here in Chinatown, I noticed that they do have line dancing, and they set out firecrackers to not just to ward off the evil spirits, but to bring good luck and prosperity for the new year.
Karen says the events in San Francisco's Chinatown are similar to New Year's celebrations in China and last for a couple of weeks.
We're starting the flower market. It's in Chinatown, and we close the whole street, and we have a lot of vendors and booths, and they sell fresh plants, flowers, New Year's candy, everything for people to buy for the New Year so they can decorate their homes. We also, in Chinatown, we're going to have a mini procession. It's like a kickoff. So we're just going to have a teaser to the big parade, and then we're going to have ribbon-cutting ceremony and entertainment in Chinatown. So the flower fair is what kicks it off.
But the biggest and most anticipated event that brings in crowds ranging from 600,000 to over 1 million people is the annual Chinese New Year's Parade.
Chinese New Year in San Francisco Parade is the largest one outside of Asia, and I think it's unique because it's a nighttime illuminated parade, and it's been going on actually over 150 years. It started in 1847 during the gold rush, and the Chinese were here, and they wanted to celebrate the new year, and they thought of an American tradition and started, they called it a parade, but it was on a dirt road back then. But it wasn't until 1958 that the Chinese Chamber of Commerce took it over. So it's been a San Francisco tradition.
The parade brings in crowds from all over the world, including England, Australia, Canada, Mexico, and the Philippines. Karen says that every year the parade hosts a group from China to participate in the parade.
Every year we get a group from China to perform in our Chinese New Year parade, and they're our opening act. This year we're going to have some folk dancers from Guiyang province, and we had the Shaanxi dancers in a couple of years ago. Many times it's the first time for these performers to come to the U.S., and sometimes 30 of them will come over, and it's very unique because they do their special routines and dances for our parade.
In addition to the annual parade, another big event that happens during the Spring Festival in San Francisco's Chinatown is the Miss Chinatown pageant.
Girls from all over the United States compete for this title, and they win scholarships, and they become Goodwill ambassadors to represent the Chinese community throughout the world. So we have about 16 to 18 girls participating every year from all over the United States.
The parade will be held on February the 23rd in San Francisco's Chinatown. Karen says they have a 268-foot golden dragon that is lit up during the parade and takes over 100 men and women to carry. Besides the New Year's parade, many other organizations in San Francisco all take part in celebrating the Lunar New Year.
The San Francisco Symphony has a New Year's concert. The Chinese Historical Society always have something, and the Asian Art Museum doing a terracotta display this year. The San Francisco Zoo even gets involved, and the San Francisco Botanical Garden. They always do something special for the Lunar New Year, either line dancing or storytelling, folk dance. It's very special. It's a big deal here.
And so, while people here in China are ringing in the Lunar New Year, other cities and countries throughout the world will also be dancing through the streets and lighting up the sky with firecrackers to celebrate the Spring Festival. For CRI, I'm Simone Cote.